Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saint Alphonsus Liguori, a well-loved saint, was born in Italy in Naples in 1696, and though he was from a young age inclined not only to be devout and pious, but he was inclined to the priesthood itself. He had that thought of becoming a priest, though God was giving him that grace. He initially resisted and became a lawyer instead. And it was only when he discovered the corruption and the injustice that often reigned in that profession, it's only then at 27 when he finally decided to pursue a vocation to the priesthood. He was ordained in 1726, and in 1732, founded a religious community, the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, or the Redemptorists, who dedicated themselves to preaching the Word of God and ministering with the sacraments to the poor and to the abandoned, to those who needed the Word of God and the sacraments the most. He gave his whole life to this, writing many books, writing also books of moral theology, and spending many, many, many hours preaching and confessing. He died in 1787, and after his death, he was proclaimed a saint and then a patron of moral theologians and of confessors as well, of those priests who dedicate themselves in a special way to hearing confessions. In his ministry, again, he made of the sacrament a focal point, St. Alphonsus, the sacrament of penance, confession. When he became bishop, because before he died he did become bishop, through this sacrament he tried to revitalize his diocese in southern Italy by getting people to come back to confession. And it was a beautiful insight because, as recently Pope Benedict XVI reminded us, the new evangelization will begin precisely there in the confessional. A comeback to Christ and to his gospel, a new encounter with Christ will have to take place there in this sacrament of mercy. Because the sacraments put us in touch with Christ, with his humanity, which though in heaven, to us for all ages is accessible in the seven sacraments that he instituted. And in the confessional also will this work of new evangelization be brought to completion. Will this work of assimilating the gospel of Christ and also the likeness of Christ, only there will it be completed in the confessional. And we should never hesitate to receive this sacrament, even frequently. It's meant, of course, for the forgiveness of mortal sins, but also as a means of overcoming our venial sins as well. St. Alphonsus himself received confession very, very frequently. Though he arrived at a high degree of holiness, he never hesitated to frequently go to confession, to receive the special sacramental grace that comes from this encounter with Christ in confession. We know that change is tedious, though we know we have to imitate our Lord. This transformation into Christ can be tedious, laborious, and painful, and perseverance can be difficult. And all the more, we need to seek this grace of penance, which gives us the strength for every next step that still has to be made. Whether those initial big steps in the beginning, abandoning a life of sin in order to embrace a life of grace, but all the subsequent steps too. To take the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one, until we completely identify ourselves with our Lord. That's why St. Alphonsus went frequently. That's why we too should never hesitate to make use often of this sacrament. Where again, the new evangelization begins, it's brought to completion. And since St. Alphonsus is the patron of, again, moral theologians and confessors, we do well to invoke his intercession, that penitents might always be willing to find Christ in the sacrament of reconciliation, and for confessors as well, that they may be an image of the merciful Christ for the flock, that they might always contribute to the development of moral theology without contradiction, and that they might be able and willing to accompany the faithful to this encounter with Christ that they may be patiently willing to distribute this infinite mercy of God, which he distributes to us, especially in the sacraments and especially in the sacrament of penance. Praised be Jesus and Mary.